Hi, Adele. How was the show?
Well, it was fascinating. Og Stone, a musician, comic, at Og Stone or at Og X Stone on Instagram, calls himself, controversial.
And you're saying Og, A-U-G.
A-U-G.
Okay.
He's youngsouthpaw.com.
All right.
He is not left-handed.
Okay.
He's a little ambidextrous. Occasionally.
All right.
Very funny in the fact that, but he likes him some James Bond.
Oh, and who doesn't?
I'm unmoved, but the thing is he's kind of encouraged me. I kind of want to read the books now.
Oh, right.
And then it turns out he wrote James Bond, Ian Fleming. Wrote like 11 or 13 books.
Yep.
There's another dozen.
Right.
Right.
Written by other people.
Various people. Mm-hmm. Brandon Sanderson, not yet.
Oh, all right. I was going to be very surprised.
He finished The Wheel of Time, the Robert Jordan. He said that the books, Og Stone did,
Og.
Said that the books were just much more serious and much more interesting than, he's like, sometimes they got cartoonish, the movies.
Yeah, they did.
And he liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But his favorite book and movie is with not one of the big ones, one of the big actors. It's with Her Majesty's Secret Service or something like that.
Okay.
And it is with a guy named Lazenby
who played him, I think, once.
Just the one time.
Yeah.
But that's his favorite book.
All right. And his favorite movie.
And I said, have you ever wanted to write a James Bond book? And he just pulled a book out.
Turns out he literally had one in his back pocket.
He had self-published a book called James Vagabond. And it was very funny. The title was very funny. And it's just about essentially the... how did he put it? It was essentially the drunken Secret Service Corps. of Her Majesty's MI6 or whatever.
Right. Well, they're all drinking constantly. So
right. And he said that it usually isn't quite so opulent.
Mm.
He doesn't run up his bill quite like he does in the movies.
Right.
But it's actually a very fun episode.
Neat.
And I now kind of want to read one of those books. Why not?
Why not?
I'll read a book.